The Four Winds, what are they? Question number 53. Testimonies to Ministers, page 444, states, John sees the elements of nature, earthquake, tempest, and political strife represented as being held by four angels. But tract number 8, Mount Zion, at the 11th hour, page 22, says, as the nations have always been at war, this twofold work of hurting could not represent political strife. How are these contradictory statements reconciled? Answer. We are confident that if the questioner will carefully restudy Testimonies to Ministers, page 444, he will see that it is endeavoring to show that the divine object, in holding back the winds, is, as the passage plainly says, the safety of God's church. That being the case, then the winds, themselves being figurative of strife, trouble, and war, are, when let loose, to blow against the church. This is very evident because their being held from John's day, until this very hour, has never prevented, and is not now preventing the nations warring among themselves. Always have they been at war with one another, and today they are engaged in a deadly worldwide conflict unparalleled in all history, although the angels are still holding the winds. Of necessity, therefore, the strife represented by the blowing of the winds must be essentially religious in aim, and political only in procedure, thus religious-political, as stated in tract number 12, The World Yesterday, Today, Tomorrow, pages 38, 65, and in The Shepherd's Rod, volume 2, page 114. This conclusion is borne out in the following passage. The time is coming when we cannot sell at any price. The decree will soon go forth prohibiting men to buy or sell of any man save him that hath the mark of the beast. We came near having this realized in California a short time since, but this was only the threatening of the blowing of the four winds. As yet they are held by the four angels. We are not just ready. There is a work yet to be done, and then the angels will be bidden to let go, that the four winds may blow upon the earth. That will be a decisive time for God's children, a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. Testimonies, volume 5, page 152. The tract, in its particular statement in question, is stressing only the religious aspect of the trouble, in the endeavor to show that the trouble is not political in aim, not to conquer territory, but to build up international religion in order to compel the world to worship the image of the beast. In this clear light, we see that both Testimonies to Ministers and the Shepherd's Rod series are endeavoring to show that the strife is neither purely political, nor purely religious, but religious-political. It is the church and state allied in common action